יוסי חזן.
Good morning. We find ourselves in the days of Sfiras HaOmer, which are days in Avelus of the tens of thousands of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shemesu, as the Gemara says, Yivam Samach Beit Shelinogu Kovin Zebaze. And one has to understand a bit why Dafka Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and Azah Shreklach is such a chomer tika oinish. So one has to understand that the Hektim. Let me just try to explain. We're coming from Shvishel Pesach, it was the last Yontif. And the seventh pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Matitzak Elai Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'iso." How a shvira pasuk? What shouldn't he do in face of a tzara other than daven? Pasuk umlusavir. And then the pasuk says, "Va'ata horem es matcha uneteyas yotcha alayam ubukoeim." Take your staff and your hand and split it. Say the svara of the mekubalim kisfiarita midarizal. So among the words that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Akiva were the two zroyos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mitzad hayamin and Rabbi Akiva mitzad hasmol. Whatever it means. And the Gemara tells the pasuk actually says in Yeshaya, "Af yodi yosta oretz v'yemini tofu shemayim." So when the Torah stam uses the word Yad, we say it's the Yad smol. So when the pasuk says the teyest yodcha al hayom hubukayu, we're referring to the left hand, which refers to Rabbi Akiva. In other words, say this for him, that in the schus of Rabbi Akiva, there's kriyas yamsuf, which is pilik plois. What in the world does Rabbi Akiva got to do in his schus, kriyas yamsuf? The present day Sadma Rebbe has numerously found them to explain Rabbi Akiva and kriyas yamsuf. But to understand this, keep this in the back of your mind. Just I'll throw in two other medrash pliyas, which I've discussed countless times. One is the famous medrash in this week's parsha. After the passing of Nadav Aviyu, it says, Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was silenced. Mahavale Leimer, what should have he said? What could have he tied it to the Eibishter? It says, the pasuk, Ubayayim Hashmini, Yibel Basar Alos. What in the world does a Brismila, Ubayayim Hashmini, how was that the answer to explain the conduct of Nadav Aviyu? Another medrash plea I've discussed numerous times here. The medrash says that when Bishar Shem Meisha Nisrafu Nodav Aviv, so the Yam came with a complaint, Im Kein Loma Karasa Sayam. If you killed, you bumped off Nodav Aviv, so why in the world did the sea split? Heshivu Sarfim Maila Hashimeinu Hashem Elechim Rashuva Chadin Shemeinu Kiket. This medrash doesn't begin. I've discussed it numerously in the past. So to understand all of the above, let me just start very, very simply today. We know that the Chal Godwin, Sforim Akhoshim, the Ben Lurim, the Ver, and others for him, that Shvi Shal Pesach is a school for Amunah Sadiq, Amunah Zachot. Pasuk says, Vayaminu Bashem, Uvamisha Avdim, and therefore the Merv Shomish brings the Parash Pinchas. It's appropriate that Shvi Shal Pesach, you should be in the, surrounded by Tzadik. Right? Where does Kriyas Yamsu have to do Dafka with Amunah Zachot? Because it says in Pasuk, Dabrel b'nei Yisro, v'yashuvu v'yachnu l'fei p'yachirus. Explains this to us, Emes, Stoffer Islam and Hay, I've discussed this in the past. Amad Nazachim. Who was leading the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim? There was an Amud Ha'onam. Al Pi Hashem. And if you have a Amud in the Eibishter, so you go be'eretz le'zorua, where the Eibishter is leading, no problem. Over here, the chiddush was that the Eibishter told Moshe, the Anan is going to be stationary, and you're to tell Bnei Yisrael, go back to Piachiris. Reverse, U-turn. Says Rashi, Lahagin Shivchosin Cheshamu Lukol Moshe, tell you the greatness of the Jewish people, that they went blindly after Moshe. V'loi Omru, they didn't say, Heich Nizkat Nikorim El Roitveinu. The Egyptians are pursuing us, they're trying to kill us. How can we make a U-turn and go back mamish in the hands of our enemies? Right? Onu Tzichrim L'Royach, we have to run. We have to escape. Ela Omru, Ein Lonu, Ela Divrei Benam. We're keeping the words of Moshe. And that's pshat, right? The Eibishter wanted to teach the Eden a lesson. The Anan is going to be stationary. Moshe's instructions will be in contradistinction, in opposition to what the Anan seems to be directing you. You ever seen it in this car? You have a thing called, what do you call it? Tom. Yeah? The people test Tom, go, you go. Are you going into the Yam? You're going down the wrong road into one ridge. You go follow your Tom. So the Nan Zok Tazoi, when Moshe Rabbeinu Zok Fakert, and this is the Shaila you have Amunus Chachomim. And the Likud Yehuda brings from the Me'emes, with the Hemshech of the Pasuk, the Omar Pari of Nei Yisrael, the Buch of Eborot. Why will he see that the, why will Pari say that the Eden are Farblunjit? Because he sees that Nan is here, they're going there, is the Chariah they're murdered against Malchus Shemayim, is the Chariah that we can now have a field day for this Pari. Right? The Zichar Rebuvi said the Ger Rebbe Dimre Emes is the Charaya Meirut Yivon. Is the Charaya that if a Malach Min HaShemayim tells you Azoy and your Rebbe tells you Fakert, you listen to your Rebbe over the Malach Min HaShemayim. Ke'ein Zed, the Chim Sofer has a Meirut Yivon. The Pasuk says in Tillim, Vayamru Al Yam Bi Yamsuf. There was a Meirut in Malach Min HaShemayim. Where? So he says, following the Anan is a Geder of listening to Torah Shepiksav. Is direct, immediate, divine communication. Here the word was, as Rabban says, Anan was Be'achareim, and here following Moshe is being Nizr in Teirish Valpeh, in the words of Emunas Chachobim, Emunas Tzadikim. And that was the Vayamru Al-Yam, they were murdered, what the Ebrister seemed to be directing them, Be'achareim Teirish Valpeh, to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu Teirish Valpeh. And the Vina Rav says, the fees I understand where Chazal say in the schar of the Akedah, Shtei Bekiyas of Avraham Avinu, there was Zeichel Vayivak Hayam. What's the connection between the Akedah and... So he brings a Moed, the Vina Rav brings a Moed to Chum Sofer, in Archaim, in Shuvas, in Simen Reish Ches. We say on Rosh Hashanah, the Akedah's Yitzhak Lazari Hayoyim Barach. Why do we attribute the Nisoyan, the greatest Akedah's Yitzhak? We always attribute the Nisoyan Be'ikr to Avraham Avinu. What's Yitzchok? No, he says, it is a mile in the Nisoyan of Yitzchok over the mile of Avram. The Eibishter told Avraham Avinu, at least we understood it, Kachno is Binchot, a direct communication in Shemayim, Kachno is Binchot, Yechidr Rahaft. Oil, oil. Yitzchok never heard from the Eibishter. He only heard B.P. Avram. Maybe he got it wrong, maybe he was dreaming, maybe he had a Fabrenian last night, he had too much to drink, whatever. Hello? Is the Chalaya, there's the Maila of Akedas Yitzchok. And the Chazal say the Machelis, from here, Yidin or Nizun, everything, Olam Hazeh, Atzoyf Kol Adiris, is Dafka the Akedas Yitzchok, the Schusov, Emunus Chachon. And you see Taka, the Tzvorim, the Vina Rav says, that's why you have an expression of Chazal that the Manik Adiris is called the Parnes. Eman, the verse that brought us, Eman Midim, Parnas Allah Tibur, or Biskus Gimel, Parnas and Toivim. Why is that? Why is the Tzaddik, the Chochem, called the Parnas? Now the Gemara says in Brachas that all Shefa, Bon, Chayim, Mazoyna, comes in the Schus of Tzaddikim, Mun Tzaddikim. Kol Oivim Kulay, Nizoyin, Bishvil Chanina, Benevichu. And therefore he's called the Parnas because he brings Parnas to all of Kal Yisroel. And therefore, Dafke in the schus that Klal Yisrael listened to Moshe, as opposed to the Anan, they were zeicher to the Bizas Hayam. And therefore, Al Derech the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yitches, Koshim Bizoynoisuf Shel Adam Ki Kriyas Yamsuf. The Iker is to listen to Chacham, just like Kriyas Yamsuf was Ufketan through Amunas Chachamim. Al Derech all Parnosa, and then only the Bizas Hayam. You find the Bizas Mitzrayim. The Pesach Bizas Mitzrayim says Uvnei Yisrael also Kedvar Moshe VaYishlu Mitzrayim Kli Chesev Kli Zol V'Smolz. Hello. Shvach of Eden, that they listen to Moshe. If someone's giving you millions of dollars, 90 Libyan donkeys laden with gold. So the simple chat is, Dr. Tekal, the Mace also says, they did so not because of the taiva for geld, because Moshe said, Fakert, the Rebbe said, they were so moyes in Mitzrayim, they were willing to mevater on the geld, abi, they should have nothing to do with them. Ober Moshe Rabbeinu Hayes, they did it. Ober the word here is, you see that this Torah is praising them. Luchur was a greater praise that they took the Korban Pesach. Here you're taking the Tled of the Zorah of Mitzrayim, and you're telling them we're going to shecht it in front of your eye. That's greater. Taking geld, the Shkengarisa. So the Archaim HaKadosh says, when it came to taking the Korban Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Zikri Yisrael, also again through Zikri Yisrael, but he told them, B'Shem Hashem. When it came to Bizas Mitzrayim, nowhere does Moshe Rabbeinu mention that this is a direct imperative, a command from the Hebrews to take. L'chura, a Jew living in Goshen land could think, Moshe Rabbeinu, of his own seichel, he decided to take Bizas Mitzrayim. And the glick here is the taka when you have Amunas Chachomim, you come to Sai Bizas Mitzrayim, you come to Bizas Yom, and Koltu. And therefore, the Sodom Rebbe, the Beis Avram, says that the Maimer from Zadikim, that Amunas Hashem brings to a zichuch, an elevation, a refinement of the neshama, and Amunas Chachomim brings to a zichuch of the guf. And since, obviously, you don't have to be a genius to work out that a zichuch, a bitter of the guf, is incredibly more difficult than the zichuch of the neshama, kum to is that Amunas Chachomim is even greater than Amunas Hashem. So brings the Sodom Rebbe. Fine, that's introduction. That's where we're coming from in chronology, in the calendar now. And from here, from Pesach, which is Mehemenusa, we come to Sfira Soim. Now, what is the connection between Rabbi Akiva and Kriyas Yamsuf? It's a very, very basic fundamental word. Many present-day Mechabim writes. It's a Mahalach. I saw Rabbi Eisenberger writes it, this is Sefer Mesilas B'Lavavam, the Shvili Pinchas, it's a very simple, beautiful word. We know that the Kubalim say on the Pasuk, V'yodai, going back in history of it, V'yodai Echezes Ba'kev Esav. In utero, as they say, Esav's coming out first, Yaakovinu grabs his heel of his foot. Say the Mekubolim, Tamidei Arizal, that the neshama of Rabbi Akiva was there in the Akiv, in the heel of Esav. And therefore his name was Akiva, Miloshin Akiv. He was kidnapped. That neshama was in the hands of Klippa of Esav's foot. And therefore, the Yodai Echezes Ba'kev Esav Yankov Avinu, even before he was born, already had the Pu'ula to be Moitzi, to Kedusha, the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva. And this is the Sefer Doiros brings in Tanoim Amaroim in the Erech of Rabbi Akiva. What was Lik Zuchto? Said in Pos, Parshas told us, Vayisroitzu to Abonim Bekirbo. She's having this war going on. Vatoimer Imkein Lomoze Anoichi. Vateilech Lidroish Es Hashem. What's Lutzuch? She has a bit of Tsar Ibur, so she's Lomoze Anoichi. She's regretting after 20 years of crying out to the Eibishter every day that she's regretting conceiving. Well, what's Lutzuch? And that's Dak Ishel Oilam. Ever since Chava was cursed, Harba, Arba, Tzvoinim, Vayrinim, Be'etzav Tel Nibon, Hodin, Derech Oilam. What does Rivka want to Rivka not to make this? So the Svorim say, it's mostly much deeper. Rivka was Takan Aviyah. And Rivka understood that she's pregnant with Tu'umim. And she understood, one is Yankiv, one is Esav, I want to get a whole cheshman. Here, it was something triplets. And in utero, Esav already killed David HaMelech. Where are you? She knew who she's holding with. This is he's my friend. She knew what to do. Yeah. What was her problem? She wanted to know why is it that the Eibishter arranges, right, that from Yitzchok and Rivka, the holiest people in the world, comes as a Esav. Onisha comes as Esav, but Esav is going to be the Bechor. Was Baruch Yisrael the Bechor? Is Yankov the Bechor? Because there's a din the Gemara says in Ksuvis in various places. Kabeit es avicha ve es imecha ve es imecha is a ribui. We learn the rabbi is Ochav Agod. That one has to respect Ochav Agod and Kaimulon. If you show respect to someone, Rebbe brings this. If a person respects for Shoyim and Mechanev for Shoyim, it's either poigim in you, or it's poigim in Zara. And you don't have to be a genius to work out Kabbalah, but just psychologically. If your kids see that you're mechabed a Talmud Chacham, but the halskia, you understand, you don't understand. You're mevatel, you're daft, what a Rav tells you. And your kids learn to respect Torah and Chacham. If you're mezalzli mevatel, you see this b'chul, I can't tell you how many times I see this, right? So you take away, as a Replitnik in Liverpool once said to a president of a shul, his kid was marrying out, right? He said, a guy is coming to a town, and a roifer, and he has in his black bag all the. So a thief comes and he mugs him. So you take away his medicine, the next day you come, heal my son. You took away his klizayin, right? Asher Alkin. Rivka Imenu was scared that if Esav is the Bechoyer and then comes Yaakov Avinu, you know what's going to happen? He'll have to be Mechaber al Pe'alocha Esav, and that's going to cause a Churban of Yisrael. How could you produce an Esav? So what did they answer to her? Vateilech Lidrash Esashem. What did Teilech Lidrash Esashem? There's a problem here. The Welt says that Sheilas Chochom is Chositruv. Half of the answer is already in the Sheilah. Vatelech literally as Hashem the Gemara says, Psochem have become in numerous places. Shimon Ham Sunni had a Deir called Essen Shabbat Deirah. Kivan Shigil Essen Shabbat Kechah Tirah. Peter, what else could you have more in the world? The Bashemta's father, Rabbi Lazar, told him before he passed away, there's nothing in this world to have more to fear except for the Ebesh. So what Essen Shabbat Kechah Tirah? Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva V'Tir V'Dorash Essen Shabbat Kechah Tirah L'Rabbi Yisrael B'Nechah. What's the fact? There's taka ve'es imecho l'rabbi z'chicha agod. But there's also a call, right? Es Hashem l'kecha tiro l'rabbi z'chicha agod. Which rule is stronger? L'rabbi z'chicha agod or l'rabbi z'chicha agod? So the chido in the Sefer Pesach Anayim brings from a Tshuvas HaRosh in Chaltas, a famous case. There was an elder brother who had a younger brother with a Talmud Chacham. And the elder brother was mecharef u'megadef his younger brother Talmud Chacham, and the younger brother put him in nidui. He put him in ches. So it became a question: since Rabbi is a chicha gadol, is it valid? Is the nidui valid when you have to respect your elder brother? Says the Tshuvas HaRosh, I'll read the Loshin, Yofa also shenidu kivan she'en enoisim ponem bar Torah. If a person is not mechaber the Talmud Chacham, is the charaya that there's no din you have mechaber him also chicha agod. And the chido and the sefer chaz the obvious the pragya says that pshat beremes al kapanim in the mishnah called mechaber all of all Torah mavirin mero all malchus. Why? Because you didn't go into galus. In galus you got a book such for esav. Why? Because that's what happens chicha agod. Over you mechaber all Torah. Right? Then Esav has the buchzuch to you, and therefore Mavirin men all mouths. Kuntoi, the Sforum say, Amoyrdik, the Lushin Hazov of Chazal. Shimon Hamsuni had a pirish. Until when? Ad? Shabor Rebbe Kiva. It's like an afstein. At Shabor Rebbe Kiva. At Shabor Rebbe Kiva. At Shabor Rebbe Kiva. The whole tachlis of the neshama of Rabbi Akiva coming in Almudain, his eager teaching was Esl Rabbi Zechikagot. That's Etzem Mechusa in the Kiyum of Rabbi Akiva is teaching this lesson to Esl Hashem Lekecha, Tira, Rabbi Zechikagot. Therefore, you understand, Min Idduch, the Gemara says, Psachim Dafman Tess, that Rabbi Akiva said, Kishayisi Amoret, I used to say, Miyitli Tamil Chacham and Ashchenu Kechamoyim. It bite him. Why? Because when Rabbi Akiva, when his neshama was still in that cave Esav, in other words, connected to Klippa, and it wanted to live a chayim of Keadav of Keir Nichli, and didn't want to become the Rabbi Akiva, then the whole Klippa is miyusad on what? Dafka, on the sinning of sin of Tamil Chacham. And the whole godless of Rabbi Akiva later was through Ahavas Tamil Chacham, Kippa Tamil Chacham, etc., etc. Well, Rabbi is Tamil Chacham. One can readily understand that a Talmud and a Rebbe is like a Nafim or a Yoinik from the Sheirish. And when therefore Talmid and Rebbe Akiva, who were all G'dolim Banokim G'doshim Tayyid, but when they weren't Noye Kovet Zeba Zeh, they were automatically Nifse Chayusam from their source of Chayus, which is their Rebbe Rebbe Akiva, whose central teaching is what? Es Hashem Lekech Barzom. And therefore they were punished. And this they kaiched, that's what I'm saying. Says the Malachi, Hafti Eschem, Omer Hashem, V'amartem, V'meh Avtonu, Ali Ach Esel V'Yankiv, V'oyev Es Yankiv, V'os Tutsuk Do. Says the Eberster, I love Yankiv Avinu, I love Tzadikim, I love Tzadikim, I love Ay, V'amartem, they say, Aber Esav is Ach L'Yankiv. What kind of Ach? Ach HaGodl, you have to be Chabed Esav. Right? No, don't worry about it. The oyu ves yankiv. Why? Because ves esav sonesi. What's the pshat? The oyu es yankiv. The Eibishter leave the es, which is marbet to be a chamin. I by esav ves esav. That is the drasha. The es imechul rabbi chagodul, which you give koyach to esav ves esav sonesi. Hello? And I thought to myself, but then you can understand why it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, Tzaddikim said, where the Iker Nisyon is in our Doir Tapuches of Chashkus of Ikrus of the Mashiach of Hester B'tich Hester, is Dafka, the lack of respect of B'tich Hachon. Because the whole Churban, the Gemara says in Shabbat Tafkuf Yutes, Lo Necher V'Yishalayim Ela, Asha Bizu Bot HaB'tich Hachon. Shenem Arvayim Malivim of Alech Yelikimur, by the way, you know why there's ein refuah l'makosi? Which, by the way, this answers many other shailas. We'll soon see the chet of Nodav Aviv was what? Shehoiru halacha, the Gemara says in Yuma and Erevin, right? Shehoiru halacha, they rabbam, and they weren't darshan, they didn't darshan, right? Yeah? How we'll soon discuss? Yeah? Yeah? Elsewhere it says, you know why they died? Because of a punishment, an unish for Aaron for the chet etzadas. The chet wig. Aaron, so the Gemara says, when they pick it up in Albonin, where does he know the Bavi when he shaykhs the Bavi? Now, if you don't dash an Essen, right, you come automatically. Nase Odom. Was it Nasa Odom? So we learned that a person has to be humble and nimble. Or you could say it's a toes. It's mechanical as the mocker for toes with the medium. It's the same shrews. Bereshis borrow the kim es. Gemara in Chagigah Daf Yud Beis. Bereshis borrow the kim es Hashemayim ve es Haoretz. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, es is to be married for what? Don't think that there's a different Rishuyas. One created Shemayim, one created Oret, different names, a multifaceted deity. Hello? But if you don't darshan Essen, Essen Shem Lekechatil, Rabbi Tzim Lechonim, you're going to end up being that's going to be Mishtalshul, eventually, and come to the Chet of Avodah, Mamish Avodah. And you see this Bechush, anyone knows Jewish history, anyone knows the history of the Haskalah movement, or the Reform, or whatever, it begins with the Zilzul Tamil Chachomim, and it ends off at the end to Poshet Avodah Zorah, Kfir Reminis Nabus. And I thought that's Pshat, by Rivka, Vatelech Lidroish, by Yisroitzu Abonim Mekirba, there's this inner, by the way, what's the Gimachi Abonim? Just Derek Agav. 102. What else? 102 gematria. Just throwing out. I got one gematria today. Otherwise, my friend will get nervous. Emunah's gematria 102. 2 times 102 is gematria. I'm not thinking. I never said an original word, but the Chavis Yeshua said the Jikur. 204. 204 is gematria tzaddik. Why is a tzaddik 204? Because he has 2 times emunah. Why 2 times emunah? Because the person has to be aminu b'ashem u'mishavdi. If you're Mamun B'Moshe, you're Mamun B'Hashem. Chalalzeh B'Chilton. You're Mamun B'Hashem, you're Mamun B'Moshe. You can't have one double a door, you don't have. Right? Vayisroitzu Abonim. Hack up the tzaddik and you get bonim. Over, how can I survive? I have to give respect to Esav. The answer is Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem. The Es Hashem and the Yechatil, Rabbi Zechonim, and that's the Eitzah. That's the only way that Eden are saving Golos, where they have Amunus Hashem and Amunus Chachonim, and that's how we survive. Therefore, Rashi says Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem, Ma Yeh B'Soifo. So, I don't remember who said it, but years ago I saw in a Sforim HaKadoshim, B'Soifa means at the end of goals, after all the turmoil, Apachmich, Apachdich, Apidol, that's the patch of Zayn Maimon, as Sforim HaKadosh, the Iker, just like the goals, the Churban Yerushalayim came because Pidol HaBechomim, the Iker Gula comes to Afghan, the Schus of Amunis, and Kibbutz of Tzadikim and Echom. Yeah? They're interesting. Derech Agav, the Moshe says, Vateilech Lidra, which is Gimachi 990, which is Gimachi Mashiach Ben Gesev, and Mashiach Ben David. Geula comes in the schluss, Es Hashem. Okay. Now let's try to work out what is the connection between Rabbi Akiva, right, and Tzagulus Mitzrayim, Shlachta, Biatishlach, Biat Rabbi Akiva, and we just said Kriyas Yamsov in the schluss. There's Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Pei Regimel, everyone knows the Yushalmi. Chazal say the Eibishter Shoyim Mishmar Teshuker. The Eibishter keeps the Torah; he commands us. Gemara brachas. The Eibishter puts on tefillin v'chul v'chul. So the Kedushas Yontif, the Sabbath Rebbe's father, asks, How could the Eibishter possibly fulfill the mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? How do you fear yourself? It's the Eibishter. So the only answer you could possibly say is Kedroshas Rabbi Akiva Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Rabbis. The Welt says that Rav Shlomo Kluger Langana Goyim said a hesped on Rav Meir Primishlaner. His name was Meir Primishlaner. So he based his drasha on the Gemara, the end of Soita, Mishameis Rabbi Meir Batlu Mishlim Mishol. How does Rabbi Artscroll, I don't know, whatever, translate Mishlim Misholim? Rabbi Meir was great in making Misholim. Mishol Mishol, whatever. The Rav Shlomo Kluger said Mishlim Misholim means, based on the Gemara in Meir Kopp, the Eibishter is Mishol Ba'odom, Umi Mishol Bi, don't get your, I'm not up your courage, don't get, face the Gemara. Mi Mishol Bi Tzad. The tzaddik, the Eibishter is Geuser, and the tzaddik has the kuyach to mevigzay merayachalach to mevatel the gzeirus of the Eibishter. And he teaches that fact who beechad mi yishivenu v'nafshi ifsa v'yos, that when the tzaddik passes away and there's no other tzaddik in the world left, so who beechad the Eibishter is alone. He had no shutzvim. He has no one to be nimlich in. Then v'nafshi ifsa v'yos does what he wants. But kolzman there's tzaddikim in the world, and the Eibishter has to be nimlich in Sadiq. The present Satmar Rebbe says, I'm going to Gavor. He says, now I can understand, everyone tumbles. I mean, he drushes him, Pesach, on a shir, but tumbles a hin, a hair, we discussed this countless times. Famous shadow, the Abish told Avram, the Brisbane Absorum, Va'avodu ve'inu oizom, Arbavishla. How did they go at Kodim Hazman? There's hundreds of theories. The simple answer, which is so simple, no one ever thinks about it. The Abish had been exeri, he'd been in Gaul for 4 years. You know how much Rebbe did? How do I know it's a Kliyokar? What is a Kliyokar? Kliyokar is a classic. Kliyokar says, Pari said, right? V'hine am b'nei Yisrael rov v'otzum. Next word? Mimen. Hoven is chakmali pe. What's that? Who's this Mimen? It's a Gdavstein. From us. Not Mimen. Who? Mimen. Says the Kliyokar. Look it up yourself. Pari knew the Gemara was God. He knew that Tzaddikim could mevatel the Gzeiras. He was 400 years, not a bad time. It will certainly be in his reign. He could have the Megolus, whatever, for him and his Eidikim. From the Eibishter, that the Eibishter could be Goyzer or Gzeira of Arbishonah, and Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzaddikim could be mevatel it. Therefore, Hovan is Chakmaloy, let's make some kind of Tachbula to separate between Tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara said in Soita, this Chak, Chavon is Chak Maloi. The Gemara said Dafir Aleph, the Moshiach shall Yisrael. Let's stop Moshe. How do we do it if we make a pirud between Kal Yisrael and Sparhigim? The fees of Rechno Chazach. Elsewhere in Chazal say, well, I suppose 400 years we only have 210. So the Shar Goliaths are Mashlim as the 400 years. What's the Pshat? Because the emes is that tzaddik is able to be goyzer, right? But medvar mamurim that kal yisrael is dovek to the tzaddik. When the gemara said, I quoted before, lechor v'yishalayim elah shabizu batam nechachamim. Once kal yisrael becomes nifzik from the tzaddik, they're not yoinik from the tzaddik. They don't listen to the tzaddik. Then the answer why we got out after chachvaruch yishu is a case after 210 years, not 400 years, is not because moishu is levatul degzera. How can levatul degzera for a nation that doesn't listen to its gedolim? Elamai, the Shar Golias in the old Kushashi, but 2,000 years is to be mashlis. In another place, Tam Rebbe said a totally different word, but a Geshmak word also. You have to help copy it. It's a bit of a good. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tapiches, Omer Shalok, Shmai Tichsiv, Vayere Vayvoyker, Yoim Hashishi, right? What's the hey you say of Yoim Hashishi? The lamech is not Kodesh Baruch Hu Tznayim Ma'aseh Bereishis. He made a condition in creation. If you throw them a kabbal to turn Harsinai on that great Hashishi, right? Then the world will be fine. If not, v'yam lavni master eschem l'toyu v'avim. So there's a tznay in the brief. Okay. However, in elsewhere in Chazal and Bereishis Rabbo, Rav Yudin says, "What Hashishi? What hey you say, Ra? To teach you from here, we learn the din of Tosfos Shabbos." Hashishi is a ribui. Tosfos Shabbos. Over the Mechilta says in Yisroi, where do we learn Tosfos Shabbos from? Zocher es Yoyim HaShabbos. Zocher Milfano Shamer, right? So S is a ribui. So we're marve toys the Shabbos mufana toys the Shabbos lach. So mikan shem receive michal al kodesh. Yeah. Says the Merkavas the Mishnah on the Bechilta, right? So Pshat is S is a ribui. Oh, but this is totally in the debate with the Shimon Hamsuni who didn't darshan Essen and a Rebekim. If you learn like a Shimon Hamsuni, you don't darshan Essen, so you can't have a ribui to learn Tais the Shabbos. From Zohar Estiyam Shabbos, Estiyam Shabbos. Yeah, hello? So where do you learn Tais the Shabbos from?
Hashish.
So where do you learn tonight his Nakash Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis from the extra hay? The hay is nul. It's used for Tais the Shabbos. You don't. There's no such thing as a tonight. But if you learn the Shittas Rabbi Akiva, that we learn, we dash in Essen. Oh, you dash in Essen. So where do you learn Tais the Shabbos from? Zohar Essen Shabbos Kashuk. When does the Hashishi come to teach me?
Tonight.
Oh. Tonight. Right? Oh, I must say, this is an echt. The B'nai Sosra says, in the Amorim of Sivan, Shem, Sefer Lebudi Hashem, the Al Pishuras Hadin, logic, rationally, Tshuva Shuntel. The Eber is the Cham Melech. Melech Malchi Amlochim. And the Din is, where I said the Kedushin, Melech Shemachal Al Kvoide and Kvoide Moch. Aye, but Tshuva does help for Yidin Al Kabonim. Why? Because Yidin are Shutzim Lakodesh Boruch Lemaisa Rishis. Yidin are partners. And the Shutiv has to take the advice, the counsel, the Eitzah of his Shutzim. Right? He can't just decree. So once Eden becomes Shutzim Lakodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis, right, and in that Hoga of the world, yes. So his din is not like a melech; his din is like a shutiv, and the shutiv therefore truly helps. Oy, but so you remember the Sarshel Yom Tainid, Halolo Oy Vavay Dazar, Halolo. Why should I split for the Jews? Hello. Oh, but if you learn that Rabbi Akiva, S, Oy, but the Hashishi becomes mute. So from here we learn what Tanai. Yeah. So everything is totally in Kabbalah Kal Yisrael. Therefore, Eden have a gedder of what? Oshutiv. Therefore, the sea had to split because the Chayyim Tshuva helps. You got the drift, hello? By the way, just Derech Agav, the Vina Rav says, that in the Piyut, we don't say it, but most Kilos Kedushas, we don't say it. After the Seder, after the Agodah, there's a Piyut, which is Yochid Bimlucha, Kabir Kalocha, Limud Devyayim Lucha, Lucha. What's going on here? So the Vina Rav titles beautifully. He says the Eibishter is Yochid b'Meluch. The Eibishter is Yochid. Is the Melech Yechidi. Miyoyim le Matasa Matifu. There's only an Eibishter in the world. Aber von deswegen the Eibishter is Kabir Kalocha. The Eibishter full Kalocha. How is he Mekayim? Efech Yom Mekhatira. Because he dies to the Rabbis who are coming. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin the Meira the Gemara. Eze Meira lo Yister is Devorai. Right? And the Eibishter is Chayim. In Kibbutz of Family Chachamim, so you ask the Tzaddik is Goyzer, Hakadosh Baruch Hu asking Mekayim, right? Therefore, Limud Devyayim Relay Lachol, the Chol Banayich Banoyach, Limud De Hashem, they teach the Eibush that are on the world. Hello? But don't get worried about it, don't get hard on your colleague, you'll listen to. Before I explain that, let me just preface one more vort. Lefi Zeh, said the Satmar Rebbe, in the famous Tanu Devil, you all know, that Yankiv and Esav were neuchel, were divided two olims. Yankiv Avinu took olim habo, and Esav took olim hazo. Stellen sich the shayla olim, how do we walk around breathing the air and drinking the water, etc., etc. The famous vort, the chidah, we discussed this countless times, the chidah brings the Rash Prima. Because since there's a tnai in my separations, without Kal Yisrael, the whole world is toiv over you, right? And the Gemara says, "Chavdal and Bamitzia, Hamatzul Meim Yizut Shal Yom Shal Yosu Shal Nor is Haris Eshaloi." The whole world is hefkir on Torah mitzvahs. So the whole kiyum of the world is only for Yidden, Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, and therefore Yidden have the right to be nizun barchova in Olam Hazeh. Hello? The thing that says the Satmar Rebbe, I'm going to think of Fatna, Medrash, Pili Ploys, Medrash, Bishvil, Shalokach, Koyrach, Bizus Hayom, Lefichach, Boloi Ha'orz. Because Koyrach took the Biza of the Yam, therefore he was swallowed up. What in the world is one thing to do with the other? Now how does Koyrach, it was the expression, Reichvi Koyrach, how did Koyrach get all his Rechush from the Biza? Biza's been trying, whatever. Aye, but everything in the world belongs to Esav. Is the charaya that what? We learn S. If you learn S, Lefi HaKol Hanal, then you can learn the world was created with what? But tonight. Therefore, Skumt Yidin, Harchova. Aber die Shaykh zu Kairach, you're Cholok and Cholok and Moshe. Und du glaubst, das ist in Esther Shalom, der Kechel und Rabbit, wie er kam ihm. So how did you take the Geld? If I can swallow it all. The Chlaf, the whole Kriyas Yamsu, we said, can we find him? Is in the Schuss of Rabbi Akiva, who Tarsh and Esther. Now, people are not used to this signal, get very, very hot and bothered, nervous under the collar. Tadikim. Everything has to be understood in context. If I was to tell you, says Pirkei Avos, V'yehei Meirah Shamayim Aleichem. So I was telling you, Pratkale Dafkin Lefer Mechsidish source. Meirah Shamayim is the Eibishter has Meirah to do against your will. You look at me like a Chirif, the Gidif, Eirim Yad, Chavitra, like a Pekursus Kfiris Vin. This is said by the Beis Shmuel Achim. But you only understand the right why it's enormative Judaism if you understand what he says. Let me just go through the whole words. It's a beautiful word. By the way, there's a type from the Haflo. You're a part of the office, man. Yiru is Hashem, Kidoishav Yemach Sleirev. Yiru Es Hashem. A Yidin has to have Meir from the Es Hashem of Dira. Who are these Es Hashem of Kecha? Kidoishav. Ki ein machs li reyev, there's no difference between the Hashem and the Kechotir, the Eberster having a moon and the Eberster having a chachot, the same thing. How could you say that? It sounds like bizarre, it sounds strange to an uneducated mind. So let me tell you the whole word. It says in Pirkei Avos, actually it's this paper, this week. Al tiyu kavodim amashamshin asarav, amnasta kavapras. El evu kavodim amashamshin asarav, amnasta kavapras. V'yehei meiru shamayim alich. So the obvious glaring $64,000 klutzkash is, you start off by a madrega that a person should din the Eibishter shalom nas kopras. That's a hecher madrega. It's not, you know, for ordinary people. It's not for noshim amaratzim like us, right? Huh? And what's the schus of serving the Eibishter ba'ava shalom nas kopras? V'ye mer shamayim lech. You start off with ava, you end up with shamayim. This is the word of the Beis Shmuel Achim. Mer yitig word. It says impossible. Soim tosim alecha melech in the Gemara. It had darshins shetehei embosi alecha. Literally, you fear the king, the royalty. The villager is scared of the mayor. The mayor is scared of the governor. The governor is scared of the cabinet minister. And the cabinet minister is scared of the melech. And the melech, together of the melech, the more hurries, ein al gavav al shem lekabuvut. A melech is scared from the Eibish. He has no one else to answer. He does what he wants. Right? You have to have a melech. The gedder of a melech is, that's why Shmuel was against having a melech, right? That he has no desire. Leis, malchus by definition is leis leimigar meklum. He has nothing of himself. Otherwise, he becomes not a mamutza hamachaber, but a mamutza hamafrid, the signal ha'idu. He becomes a barrier, not an attachment to the Eibishter. Soyin tosim alecha melech. What kind of melech should Klal Yisrael have? Gadam b'malki rabbonim? The kind of melech that the ordinary Jew in the pew, the same fear that the king has. Who is the king scared of? Nobody. Achutz ve'evishter. Right? Have a king that's going to instill that Yirah Shamayim in you. That's a gewaldige madrega of shaloi al menas v'gornish v'zich. You reach this madrega that nothing is for you. Your ois ego, ois self, ois I. Then v'yehei meirah shamayim aleichem. Then as you reach the madrega where the Eibishter, he gives the mashal of a father loves his son so dearly, because you love the Eibishter, shalem haskal pras, the Eibishter loves you, so the Eibishter won't do anything that will cause sorrows to his children. The Eibishter meirah to deal, not to give achtev l'chazel Yisroel. If he's there, by the way, we could have said another gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, "Imra isa dursh Hashemayim mishtachin kidechushes." Heaven is not giving talum motor. What should you do? It doesn't help. Yelech etzel chosid shabedur v'yirvosvil. Go to the chosid shabedur. Elsewhere in the Gemara, it's about a chuyim of a basro. Yeah, it's a chochum. Here is this chosid. Why a chosid? A chosid is pshat that he has no other fear in the world, no other desire. He's totally bottled. Rashi always says that Rambam in Chosdeus only cares about the Eibishter, not himself. Right? So it's only when the tzaddik is so bottled to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he has nothing else, then by listening to him, it's like one will listen to the Eibishter. Okay, that's the introduction. Lefiza, let's go back to the. I have no time to elaborate, but the first Maimer Chazal. Vayidim Ar. What could he have said? The Yom Shmini is Har. What's connected? There's a Chazal. Yalkut. There's a Machloikis, briefly, I'm going through the whole, it's a lengthy, beautiful shtickle. The Machloikis is Shabbos and Mila. Shabbos says Am Choshev. The aim is to finish by celebration with Shabbos. The Zenith, the Siyuah, the summit of the whole week. Mila says I'm greater because Imle Brisi of the whole Shabbat is also greater because it's Chos Bris. Say Chazal from the fact that Mila is doing Shabbos is the Charaya that what? Mila is greater than Shabbos. Why is that? So all the Sforim, the Kol Arya, the Brek Sasarov, the Mihuda, the Bajana, many things. Shabbos is Mekatsha V'kayim. Shabbos is the Leila. Shabbos is what the Abishter gives you. Everyone remembers the Medrash where the Min asked Rabbi Akiva, our Rabbi Akiva, hello? If the Abishter wants Yidin to be Gemalot, why didn't he create you circumcised? Is the Chalaya that, what the Gemara says in Ksuvis, Lohar Shbar Kapor, Gedoyle Maisi Tadikim, Yoyisim Maisi Shemaev Orts. By Shemaev Orts, it says, Af Yodi Yos, Shemaev Yimini, Af Yimini, Tov Shemaev, one hand per sphere by the Beis Hamikdash, which is that the Ramos says in the Sefer, is a microcosm of the whole world. Elam Hazeh, Mikdash Adnai Koinenu Yodecho, plural, two hands. So Maisa Tzadikim is what? Great. And the Raya is what? From Milim. Oy Bazoi. What did Nodav Aviv bring? Aviv Eish Zor. Aye, the Gemara says in Yuma, the Alpha Pishar, the Eish Meshmayim, Mitzvah Lahavi, Minahedid. It's because that's good, the Mile of Maisa Tachtoinim. And Aaron could have answered, Vayidim Aaron, Maham, Vayim Ashmini, Emoil, Bizarrelos. There's a fundamental Klush Slavi, which you will understand based on what I said before. He says, if it's taka true, the Maisa Tzadikim are greater than Maisa Shemayev Orat, the Brios Oilum, right? And that's why Mila is Deich HaShabbos. So why is it that Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Avraham Avinu didn't mal himself until the Eibishter commanded him? If Maisa Tachtoinu, Maisa Tzadikim is greater, you know what the answer is? Because Maisa, the Adifius, the advantage, superiority of Maisa Tzadikim, e.g. Mila B'chulu, is only because the Eibishter said so. Not because, at the end of the day, the tzaddik is a boss of a dom, and he's finite, the Eibishter is Ein Sof. How could Maisei Bnei Odom Koros Michoim? The Eibishter gave and created a world, Bishvil HaTorah B'Yishvo, and he said, do this mitzvah will achieve and stir the heavens more than Maisei Shemayim Oros. But it's only when the Eibishter made a tzivu and he commanded you to your mitzvah stuf. I'll derech say here, I don't have to elaborate, I want to speak a whole thing about Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is the one who says, he's a poor suit in Perkei Avos. He never said anything Shishamati Mirabi. He said it's a big avla, it's punishable, right? And the whole idea of Nodav Aviyu, the Gemara says, is Shahir Alocha. Is there anything wrong with being creative and ingenious and coming up with Chidush HaTorah or whatever? The answer is, it depends when. If Torah would be Chochmas Enushias, Chochmas Sichlis, to be mechadish gesundheit. Aber teir is doch getlich, teir is only kus. Therefore you could only be mechadish if something comes b'pi ve'ebishtim. Or, b'pi Moshe Rabbeinu, b'pi Kadmoyim. It could very well be there's an adifius and seichel of Nodav Aviyu over Moshe Rabbeinu. B'kroi ve'akadish, whatever. I'll give you an example. Someone came, I forgot the name of the sefer, someone came with the sefer, and he brought it to Reb Chaim Brisker for a haskoma. And Reb Chaim Brisker looked through it, a very shmak sefer, a very deep sefer actually. And he saw one line where he quotes from the Seder, I don't risk him the money, but somewhere on the line he quotes somebody that when the Machloikas and Menachos, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam in the Seder of Tzvillin, right? Yeah? Rabbeinu Tam went up to Gan Eden, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu passed in like Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam was Choylik. Elu, Elu, you know, like. And therefore he wrote his right hand. Said Reb Chaim Azam Maisa, I don't care who wrote it, is Apikursus, and he told him, I'm not giving Askom on the Sefer, and you have to publish Sefer until you're able to
take that up.
Why? Because there, Moshe Rabbeinu is a chet, even if you're Nodav Aviu, you're a Belezer. Rabbi Elazar was going to be mechadish chidushim shalei nitnu l'mayishu b'sina, he says. And we're k'shei zroi, k'shei gula, k'shei. But all of them, the first time I ever mentioned the chas of Rabbi Elazar, I go, but all of them, or if it's not based on the Kabbalah of the Messiah, durch Moshe Rabbeinu, tref. In other words, there are things which come, v'safartam lechem, mimochras hashav, all your sfira, right, is what? Yes, you have to have the avoid of taklinim, which is the sata sfira mimato lemaila, or it starts from Pesach, which is leila, which is called Shabbos. The Eibishter, in other words, gives you the seed. That's what initially the Yam thought, that you see from Nadav Aviyu, the Eibishter doesn't want my sefer taklinim. I have no time to elaborate. It's happened in a few places in Tazria, whatever, in the Riyoyal. So the emesis Chazal say that the Yam Tain, why should I split from Moshe Rabbeinu? I need cautious women. I am older than him. I was created on the second day, whatever, and he was created on the 60th. Aber once you learn Es Hashem L'Kechatira, that Kibbutz L'Mirachom is a chelik from what? The covenant of the Eibishter. That's something separate. It's a sniff, it's an anaf of covenant of the Eibishter, right? Then that overrides any other is Kadmus and Zman. I'm not going to elaborate after the good. Just to leave you off with one story, just not the sphere of Avodah, the sphere of Omer is Avodah of Amunus Hachamim, Dibuk Tzadikim, etc., etc. Just the one story, just story. That in the Sabbath Kaddish of Radishitz was Yedua Apoyot Yishuv. So even in Poland very often had to rent a property, a store, whatever, from the poor, the rich Polish nobleman. So the nobleman had to squeeze every last penny from the Yidlach. So they tried to always raise the rent. So the Chassid would go to the Radishitz, ordinary Jews. And he would tell him, you have to pay the increase, you don't have to pay the increase, tell him that, you're not paying. And Kedvarov, that's where it was. One time a guy came, a wealthy fellow, he said, the Paras wants to increase my rent, the Schiras, with a question, whatever he had, a fantastic amount. And if not, he'll throw me out in the street, and he gave all kinds of threats, etc., intimidation. So the Rajas thought, okay, I'll write you a letter, and that will certainly help. He went to his room, wrote him a letter, gave it, handed it to the Paras, we'll be right. On the way, going from Radishitz to the Poritz, I get curious. He opened up the envelope. It wasn't the Rebbe Geshiven. It's a blank piece of paper. He thinks to himself, Gevalt, if he's going to go to the Poritz, he's like an autocratic, autonomous, he does what he wants. He'll kill me, putting Mazal on his cup. So maybe I shouldn't give it to him. I mean, the Rebbe said, the Rebbe knows what he's doing. He's giving it. Chosen. He gives the letter to the Poros. The Poros, he said, he puts on his glasses, off his glasses, he says, who wrote this letter? He said, the Radishitz Rebbe. Okay. He says, not only will I not increase your schirus, your rent, I'm having it. He's so happy. Sometimes people come to a Rebbe in time of doch, tzoros, but they never come back to say the good news. So he's so happy. He went back to his Rebbe, and he told him, Baruch Hashem, Rebbe, Yimamish, half the rent, half the payment, 50%. So happy. Thank you so much. So the Rebbe looks at him and says, "I'm also Geshem with the brief. What happened with the letter?" He said, "On like he's human, like a curiosity." On the way, he couldn't control himself and he read the letter. And it was blank, and that's why he said, "The Moifus is so much even greater." He says, "Shuit the Shabbayim. If you have had pure Amunus Chacham, just do what the Rebbe gave, and you wouldn't have read the letter. Not only would you have no rent to pay whatsoever, the Eibush would have Megalgul Sibus. You would have ended up with all the Rechush, the Chuin Anak of this." Poritz would have ended up in your bank account. Or the Tzadak Chluger, right? So, Kapala, you gotta rent with Lashon Shkoch. Have a nice day. And that's the Maila of Amunas and Dveikis and Tzadikim, the Aminu, Bashem, and Mishavdei, and through that, Eden have Kol Tuf, Bona Chayim, Zayin, Rish.
Simple story, but that's not the level.